John Key, now on Kiwi FM.
John Key, welcome to the show.
Hey, Wallace.
Can I quote to you? This is from August the 17th, 07. Get someone to assassinate the Prime Minister, the new one, next year's one, just been in office 5 days, bang. Yeah, John Key, just drop a bomb. Just wait till he visits somewhere and just blow them. What do you think? The Dom Post this morning.
Yeah, look, for obvious reasons, I just can't comment on issues of personal security. So I'm just really not in a position to comment on that stuff.
Suffice to say that you're certainly more concerned, I guess a little bit shocked.
Yeah, well, I was always of the view that New Zealanders should be cautious about rushing to judgment until they can see the facts. And I certainly didn't know all of them either in relation to things that have been printed in the Dominion Post this morning, assuming that they are correct. So, yeah, I've always been of the view that when they were laid out, we'd get an opportunity to understand them. And I think if you go back to the Solicitor General's comments last week, he said a couple of things that the evidence he'd seen was deeply disturbing and that he thought that the police had acted totally appropriately in terms of curtailing the activities that were taking place and that they had discovered. So you could see from the strength of that language that clearly those who have actually seen the facts and had an opportunity to digest them, I think there's a strong case that needs to be answered.
Mm. Well, it's certainly a huge week for the media. The two, well, I guess you could say our two leading papers, the Dom Post and the Herald, putting their issues straight up front page, and of course the New Zealand Herald for the first time in 5 years and second time in 5 years, putting their editorial on the front page. The election finance laws. Your thoughts on their coverage, and what are your opinions there?
Well, I think the Herald coverage in relation to the electoral finance bill has been spot on. It's a difficult issue, really, because it's not an issue that lends itself to a sort of 5 second soundbite.
No.
And I think New Zealanders sort of feel a bit like, if they're listening to this conversation on electoral finance legislation, oh, well, it's kind of political parties fighting
That's
amongst
right.
themselves, and it's not really about me, and they move on. But the reality is, it is about them. The government is changing the law in a way that will both truncate their ability to engage in elections. It'll limit how much they can spend in the period of time in which they can try and get their message out there. But equally, because we don't have an upper house and because we don't have a written constitution, we have always relied on the fact that there's bipartisan support for changes to electoral law. And what is effectively happening here is that's not happening. The government is changing the law to make it easier for them to stay in power and more difficult for National to get into power. And even those that don't support National, I think, would say, look, that is inherently against our basic core values as a New Zealander, that elections are fair and conducted in a way that's even-handed. And in the end, it's the voters that decide.
Which is exactly what happened. People like the Human Rights, or bodies like the Human Rights Commission and certain human rights lawyers coming out as well. Of course, let's not forget why all this started as well, in part because of this of the exclusive bread and support for National and the anonymous donations.
Yeah, and I think the important point there, Wallace, is that the exclusive brethren broke the law, and the law in its current form was possible for charges to be taken, and they should have been taken. We've never argued anything against that. The reality is they weren't. So in terms of just trying to influence people like the exclusive brethren, there wasn't a requirement to change the law in the way that the government's doing it. There's no requirement to enforce the law. But, I mean, it goes way beyond that. I mean, that's not what the government's trying to do here. They are essentially legalising activity like the pledge card. They know that their own leader's office is unused, unlike mine, which is required to pay for all of the staff and the services I have. They don't need to use theirs because ministerial services picks up their charges. And so they've created a backdoor a slush fund of taxpayers' money to use to buy an election campaign, which on the other side of the coin, they've changed the law also to make any advertising coming out of their offices legal. Well, that's just inappropriate, and I think New Zealanders can see that. And as the Herald editorial quite rightly said, if they're biased, yes, they're biased not in favour of the National Party, but in favour of freedom of speech.
Are you all for? Are you for absolute transparency in terms of donations?
We've said to the Labor Party, we were very surprised when they came up with a change to the electoral finance bill. Firstly, we thought they would consult with us because that's a historical precedent. But secondly, we've always said that we're very happy to work to look at greater transparency. They're the ones that actually haven't gone and consulted with us, and for their own motivations, in my view, you can sort of draw your own conclusions on those. But I think they are about the fact that the Labor Party don't have a lot of funds at the moment. They know that it would be very difficult to raise money in a time where they're looking like they may not be the government in 2008, and so they need anonymous donations. So in fact, their motivations are not about, again, improving transparency to the public, but actually about preserving their own position. So we've always said we're happy to have a look at those things and improve transparency, but again, that's not something that's been raised with us.
You're off to meet the leader of Uruguay in a few minutes' time.
I am. I'm going to see him. He's in town for a few days. So It's interesting. There's not a lot of, not a big relationship between New Zealand and Uruguay. Relatively low trade, about $6 million. But what is interesting, of course, is New Zealanders are starting to invest very heavily in Uruguay because of the agricultural similarities between New Zealand and Uruguay. So. Great opportunity.
Yeah, very interesting. John Key, hey, talk next week.
Okay, well, it's all this.